Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Chris Fade.
My nostrils are the size of the Bayane.
Pretty Malik.
It's like I'm your mother.
And Big Rossi.
I'm now the spokesperson for sleep apnea. It was balding before.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
I listen to you every morning.
You're already part of our life.
This is the biggest show.
The Chris Fade Show.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. It's a Wednesday morning.
Yeah!
We're going to treat it like a Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Long weekend upon us. Today is the, you know, the last day of the week. So we all have a day off tomorrow. Hello, good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Pretty Mala. Good morning, Big Rossi.
Good morning, everybody. How's everyone feeling?
Good. Good. Not bad. Not bad for a Wednesday, actually. I think I feel the strongest day of the week for me right now, I feel.
Because tomorrow's off.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe that's what it is.
Last working day of October today, isn't it?
Oh,
31st is on Saturday.
So when we come back, it's going to be November.
Crazy.
When we come back, it's going to be November.
Can you believe it? When we come back, it's going to be November. This year has absolutely flown by.
It sounds like we're going on a vacation, but we're not.
It's been what a fabulous, great year it's been.
Yeah, so many highs.
I want to talk about that maybe next week on the show. I was thinking about it last night that some of us are having the best year of their lives.
Yeah.
I was talking to a friend of mine who was saying, like, you know, this year's actually been pretty good for me. And then he was listing off all the things that has happened. And
I thought,
okay, fair enough. Hasn't been all bad for everyone. So I think we'll touch on that. Look at the positives of 2020, right? We are going to look into Halloween. All right, we are looking into Halloween today. How are we going to celebrate? It's on Saturday. So what can we do a little differently? How are we going to adapt to this situation?
Yeah.
We'll bring up our thoughts and get your thoughts on it as well, which I think is important.
Yeah.
We've got your pop quiz back at 7:10, which is great if you like it. And gossip. Someone's in trouble.
Kim Kardashian. Who else?
Who else is going to be in trouble?
She
right?
turned 40 and she's causing all kinds of mayhem.
40 and issues still for Kim. Come on now. Let's find out what you're up to. I'd love to take your calls this morning. Find out what you're doing as it's pretty much pitch black across the UAE right now. Call us right now, 04-871-5544. Tell us what you're up to. Just want to know what you're up to. We love just talking to you, finding out how life is. Maybe you're on the way to the gym, work, you know, the usual stuff. But pick up that phone and we'll get you on, please. 04-871-5544.
Stop it. Annoying human being.
Not going to mention Rossi's name on the radio.
You just said it.
Damn, I just said it.
Why aren't you going to mention my name?
Virgin Radio. Rossi's like, I just want to get more exposure.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You just said that you want more exposure.
I just wish I said, I'm going to get more exposure.
No, you want more exposure. Ben, do you think Rossi needs more exposure or is he balanced within the show?
I think he might get too much, to be honest.
That's my man right there.
Why?
If I could have one answer, that's the answer that I wanted, Ben. Thank you.
I already get too much, do I?
You're always on.
Yeah.
It's always about Rossi doing this and oh, what did Rossi do now?
Rossi,
the big Rossi.
Rossi
show.
Yeah, exactly, Ben.
I can't help it if I'm good content, can
I? Exactly. What are you doing, Ben? Good morning.
Morning. I'm just heading to the gym. But I'm not going to train, I'm going to work.
What do you mean?
So you work at the gym?
I work at the gym. I work at many gyms. I'm a freelance trainer.
Oh, so a trainer.
All around the city.
Good on you, mate. Freelance training. So you there's certain gyms in this country that allow you to go in, right, as a personal trainer for free, is that right?
Yes, exactly, yeah.
Okay, can I ask a question then? Because, like, looking at your outgoings, would you say it would be better to be a personal trainer in one place so you're not driving all over with Salik and petrol and all of that? Or,
well, with what I do, I've got my own little studio as well.
So that's
I
awesome.
Do bulk of my sessions in my little studio, and then I travel on a Monday and a Wednesday. I travel around the city. So I've got a bit of a good mix of both.
That's
good
awesome.
On you, man. Good on you. What's your Instagram page? Can we give it a bit of a plug? Give your business a bit of a plug?
Yeah, definitely. Expert Fitness and Nutrition.
EXP? Like expert?
Expert, yeah.
No, because I thought we might put like the letter X just to be like, hey, I'm cool. Expert, what is it?
That's exactly what I've done. But no, it is EX.
Okay, expert, what was it?
Expert Fitness Nutrition.
Okay, well, there we go.
Got you.
Nutrition.
So this is a brand new company that I started about 6 weeks ago.
Oh.
So the reason I called, because what you just said, Chris, was, is 2020 the best year of your life? And I would say for me, it actually has been.
Ah, okay. Oh, that's cool. Great. So we were just, I was just talking about, I was talking to a friend of mine and how we all complain about 2020, but a buddy of mine said, you know what, 2020's probably been the best year of his life. So Ben, for you as well, you're finding that this has been a really, really cool year.
Yeah, it's just the way things have worked out. So I was working at a gym up in DIFC, and they were taking 80% of our salary.
Wow. Whoa.
And it was, so we were doing 100% of the work for 20% of what the clients were paying.
Yeah, not cool.
Not good at all. So the COVID and the lockdown actually made me realize I could do this for myself. And, so I've gone out on my own, set myself up. The business is flying after... I think between 6 and 8 weeks I've been going.
Good on you, mate.
I'm chock-a-block. And then we just found out a couple of weeks ago my wife's pregnant.
Yay!
Oh, my goodness!
Things are going amazing.
Touch wood, mate. That's fantastic. Yeah. Good on you. Well, good on you. I love it. I love getting this nice early morning call. It's called Expert Fitness Nutrition on Instagram. If you want to go check out Ben and what he does, you need to put some more posts up there, mate, right? Come on.
They're coming. They're coming. Okay. They're coming this week.
All right,
Chris. What would your advice be for Ben, like with regards to social media posting? Because you know,
well, he said that was my advice, really. But he's
what?
Get some more. So But I like the one of the 12 weeks, age 30, is the before and after. So
well, what about like
that's my brother?
Is it?
We did that during lockdown to try and get some content. So I've got loads of pictures. I've actually had a meeting this week with a videographer.
Okay, good on you, mate.
Coming around next week, and it's all going.
Yeah, it's funny now. It's funny now. Like gym, like trainers, you need to have that in mind, like all your equipment, but then also a photographer, a videographer, sometimes well, like because you want to capture that content, which is because you want to prove. Sure. That's how you prove. Your trainer, pretty
Jason.
Yeah. What's his Instagram handle?
At Jason Grima, Grima.
If you get a chance, we've got a buddy called Jason Grima, and he does a great job he's a personal trainer, and I want to say he's one of the best in the country. But he does a great job.
Australian?
Yeah, Aussie boy. Yeah.
I think I know who you mean.
Yeah, so he does a really good job just documenting it, and I feel like it takes me on a journey. It's what got Pretty to train with him as well.
Exactly.
So good on you, mate. Starting a business, 2020 is a great year for Ben. Good luck with everything, and thanks for having us on this morning.
Lovely. Cheers, Chris. Thank you.
See you, mate. Bye-bye. Oh, that's a nice little start.
What a great way to start the show.
There we go. Rossi's going to go eat donuts.
Yeah. Well, as long as you balance it out with exercise, why not?
Good on you, mate. Alex Gossett. We'll end with Kim Kardashian, but what have you got first?
So, The Wanted's Tom Parker. Remember a few weeks ago we were
talking
about this.
Tell me this story.
Well, no, this is a happy story. We learned a few days ago that he's got stage 4 brain cancer, but he's welcomed baby number two. Him and his wife have welcomed baby number two. His former bandmate, Max George, confirmed the news. Have a listen.
Yeah, I spoke to him yesterday, and he's doing good. He's doing great. Kelsey gave birth to the second child last week, so he's a fighter, so Tom will be all right.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, if he's watching, by the way, I love you all.
Stage 4, is that?
Yeah,
I'm guessing that's...
it's considered terminal at this stage. So,
man, The Wanted, great UK band. He was a great singer as well, and he still is. So.
Yeah.
You know, we just wish him and the family congratulations, but some prayers and health towards him as well.
Just so young as well.
So young.
32.
Yeah.
Moving on to a couple who I thought was already engaged, but apparently not. Gwen Stefani, Blake Shelton just got engaged after 5 years of dating. The details of the proposal and the ginormous ring aren't clear yet. They say it's around 5 to 7 carats.
Whoa.
Hundreds and thousands of dollars.
That's crazy.
5 to 7 carats.
That's what they're saying. We don't know the details yet.
That's so big, man.
That's a big one.
Finally, we talk Kim Kardashian. Okay. She's in the press again.
Okay, so I want you guys to help me decide whether she's right or she's wrong, and the hate that she's getting, is it justified? So Kim Kardashian turned 40, flew her family and friends out to a private island. She went onto Twitter to kind of share the experience and said, 40, feeling so humbled and blessed. There's not a single day that I take for granted, especially during these times when we're reminded of things that truly matter. She said, I realize that for most people, this is something that is so far out of reach right now. So in moments like these, I'm humbly reminded of how privileged my life is.
Yeah.
And she went on to kind of like share photos and explain what they were doing on this big trip. And Twitter has lost its mind.
Why?
People are saying that the tweets are tone deaf. People are struggling. You're humbled, but you're bragging about what's going on. And you shouldn't, you know, you have every right to celebrate, but you don't need to say you understand the struggles when you really don't, because you're on a private island enjoying bloody, bloody, blah.
Leave her alone. Let her do her thing. Okay, so if she was to post these photos of her and her family on Twitter without saying that, she would have got hate. Oh, look at Kim K celebrating all this while other people. So she acknowledges it and she lets people know and she's getting hate. And yes, she wants to do it. She's worked hard for it. And yes, she has, and her family have worked hard.
Yeah.
So she's on a private island, which it costs, I'm sure, a couple of $100,000 for a day.
Yeah.
She wants to put it up on her social media, she can. If you don't want to follow her, don't follow her and move on.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Yeah, when I saw the photos, I was like, oh, that's nice. It was her birthday. I mean, I get it. People are suffering during COVID.
People are always going
to
hate.
But it's not really, like, up to her to do anything, right? Like,
it's not her.
What's she going to do?
When we were in the second month of COVID and I took a photo out in my pool with my kids.
Yeah.
I literally just took a photo in the pool with my kids. Like, I just said, oh, you know, good day today, celebrate, you know, just hanging out in the pool. Someone commented, oh, rub it in that you've got a pool, Chris, while all of us here struggle. Thanks, real relatable. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I'm just swimming in my pool with my kids. Yeah, I got a pool. Like, what? So I'm not supposed to post a photo of me in my pool.
Yeah.
Because you don't have a pool.
Yeah. It doesn't.
That's what I'm thinking is going on here.
Well, yeah, 100% that's what's happening.
Am I jealous that she's on a private island with her family? 100%. I'd love to be on a private island with my family. Rossi, you would? You would?
100%.
Everyone listen to this. You would love to be on a private island with your family right now.
You're not worrying about COVID, not worrying about masks.
But we can't.
Doing your thing.
We're not in that position.
Right.
I don't know.
Maybe like.
Let her do a thing.
Yeah, but shouldn't you sometimes think, well, it's probably not the right time to put this up.
What? Her having fun with her family. We're not allowed to do that. It's not like she's out there partying, non-social distancing with a group of people that we don't know. Then they'd be like, you know, what is she doing throwing a party for 200 people during COVID? She's got a family with her on a private island.
Everyone had COVID tests before they were allowed to fly.
I'm all for it. I think she's all right. Let her be. Let her be. Mm. Let her be. That's my opinion. I mean, I don't know. Hit us with your tag, pretty.
Peace out, home price.
Welcome to Virgin Radio. We want to suck your blood.
Yes.
It's COVID, you can't.
Oh, yeah, true. Social distancing, we won't do that. Sorry,
can't
guys.
Do that.
Yeah, sorry, you're right, pretty Molly. What's happening? Halloween on Saturday. How are we all celebrating it? Doing nothing? Ross has come up with the game. I love the name.
Yeah, give me some echo, please. Halloween tradition. Oh, Big Rossi needs to see an optician.
Optician. Optician.
Tradition, optician.
Okay, yeah, that's what you had to rhyme together. Okay, fair enough.
So, I'm going to give you a few scenarios here. You have to tell me if it's tradition, or I need to see the optician because I've made a mistake.
Like, it's a Halloween tradition, you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Okay, first one up. The Kawasaki Parade.
Okay, that'd be in Japan, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Right?
Yes. Kawasaki Parade. Is that a Halloween tradition, or I need to go and see the optician?
I'm going to say it's a Halloween tradition.
I'll say optician, just for fun.
Oh, yeah. At the end of October, 4,000 people dress up in Kawasaki, which is in Japan, and it's like a Halloween parade.
Oh.
Got it. Yes.
You have to apply 2 months before the parade happens. It's that popular.
So they're all on their motorcycles?
No, they're not.
No.
that's the name of the.
Oh, that's where you go. I've been there. I've been to Kawasaki.
Just
Kawasaki.
Stop.
You've been to Kawasaki?
Yeah. Yeah, when
is
I was
it near?
When I was going to Tokyo Disneyland, it was one of the stops, and I was like, Brianna, look, look, this is a motorcycle place.
Kawasaki, that's where the factory is. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. No, I've been there. Oh, so it's got nothing to do with motorcycles. It's
no,
where it's
but it is a Halloween tradition. Okay, next one up.
I thought they're all on their motorcycles. It was a branding exercise for Kawasaki
on Halloween.
Kawasaki.
Kawasaki. Why can't you say it?
I don't know why I can't say it.
Next one. Everyone has KFS. KFS?
That's Chris Fate Show.
KFC. Everyone has KFC for dinner.
What's wrong with you?
That's go see the optician.
Where's this?
Also in Japan. Oh, everybody has.
Oh yes.
KFC.
Halloween.
You think it's a Halloween tradition?
Because I would think KFC is like American, so maybe it's like on an American thing to do on Halloween. Or maybe that's Thanksgiving.
I would say no, it's go see the optician.
Yes, that's correct. It's a Christmas tradition, optician. Actually. It's a Christmas tradition in Japan. Due to some clever marketing back in the day, everyone now believes you should have KFC for Christmas dinner.
I call it an optician. It's an optician, is it? What
optician.
Is it? Optician. So
This is the most confusing game
this
ever.
Is.
Okay, last one also, to finish it off. Is it a true Halloween?
Is it that bad?
It is, yeah. Is it a Halloween tradition or does Rossi need to go see the optician?
But why are they all Japan? Is this a list you found on like... I don't know, Time Out Japan?
I made up the list.
Oh, okay.
I've gone through all the weird Halloween traditions.
Here we go. Last one, Ross. Let's finish it off with a bang.
Bread and water, leaving it out. Is that a Halloween tradition or do I need to go and see the optician?
Bread and water for who? For Dracula. You leave the cookies and the milk out for Santa Claus.
Yeah.
The tooth for the tooth fairy.
Okay.
The eggs for the Easter bunny.
Yeah.
For Dracula or whoever we're talking about for Halloween, you leave bread and water.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that's absolutely false. Go see the optician. Optician.
What do you say, Prinny?
I really don't care. I just want to know the answer.
I won't bother doing these anymore.
Halloween. No, I love these. You know I love these games, but this one's a bit...
Bread and water is a tradition. In Austria, they leave bread and water out for the souls who come back to Earth. And they feed them with bread and water.
Well, that sounds fun.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
There it is. Hello, kids. Leave the bread and water for the souls to come. Good night, everyone to bed. Duvet performing next. What song should we sing, though, Duvet? Your suggestions are coming in. Hey, little Rihanna, what do you think? What do you want us to sing?
Hi, can you sing the song Ghostbusters?
Oh, there's something strange.
That's a good suggestion.
Ray Parker Jr., what a great song.
Lewis, what do you think we should sing?
I think there was a remix done on YouTube of Backstreet Boys. It's called Slash Street Boys.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
What's it called?
Slash Street Boys.
That's not a bad one. Nathan, Halloween theme song for Duvet. What do you think?
Hey, Chris, you got to do Thriller by Michael Jackson for
true,
sure.
True Thriller, Michael Thriller Jackson. Michael I think Jackson. That's probably the biggest Halloween song that you can probably get.
Yeah.
Little Jamie, what do you think?
I think you should sing Spooky Scary Skeletons.
I know that one. Yeah, that's you got to get into that one.
Okay.
Yes, sir. What do you think?
No. Just forget all of that. You got to sing Bad Guy. It has that zombie beat in it. I love it.
Billie Eilish.
It's not hard to do either as well.
How is that Halloween? It's not Halloween related, is it? Yes?
Of course.
It sounds spooky.
All right. We're gonna perform next. We still don't know what though.
That hasn't really helped. Everyone's got one vote there. So
All right, hold on. Let's see how we go. Let's see. Maybe Billie Eilish. Maybe for Yasser. Maybe. We are live. Good morning. We're treating this Wednesday like a Thursday. Got a long weekend upon us.
Yeah.
Which I think is fabulous. Obviously, it is Halloween. Halloween on Saturday, celebrating it across the world. It is going to be a little different, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But it is what it is. Later on in the show, we're going to talk about how you're going to celebrate Halloween. Little ways of doing trick-or-treating, even throughout COVID. But right now, we are the world's biggest cover band, Duvet. Hello, Rossi.
Hi. I'm one half of Duvet.
I'm the other half, Chris. We're live on Facebook right now, Virgin Radio DXB, if you'd like to watch this performance. And to everyone on Facebook, hi.
Are we live, are we?
We are live.
Oh,
Put your shirt down.
Sorry. Didn't realise.
Tell us where you're from on Facebook. Put a little comment. We'll read them out.
Yep.
Maybe later. What I usually do is when I get home, about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, little siesta, I get on a Virgin Radio DXB and I just watch this performance back. So, hi, Chris in bed. Hello. Hello, Chris in bed. I'm saying hello to myself in bed right now.
Oh.
Hello, Chris.
Chris.
Have a sip of water, mate. We tell you to drink.
Diet Coke, Chris. I know you like an ice cold Diet Coke. Listen to Coldplay by The Scientist and
Thank you.
Bed.
Yeah. We're going to sing you a song right now. We've taken all your suggestions from the phone number. A lot of calls have come in, and we've ignored them all. We're doing our own thing.
Now, we did get one suggestion for this.
We are going for a performance. Now, remember, we are Duvet, the world's greatest cover band. We are performing Monster Mash by Bobby Boris Pickett.
What year did this song come out, boys?
Probably about 1958 or
yes,
something.
Yes, it was pretty old. But listen, Halloween, this is it.
It's a good song.
So for one night only, remember, Rossi and I were budding actors in LA in the mid-90s, and times got tough, and we couldn't really get a role. So we hit the streets as performers. And it was then that we realized that Duvet was born. We had a talent, Ross, didn't we?
We did indeed, yes. Many talents.
Many talents. Yeah. And as we lived in that studio apartment on our own together...
On our own together, yeah.
It was then that we realized that we were best friends. And at any time, we could play a song and we could perform it like we're doing for you right now as we get ready for Halloween across the world.
We've never done this song ever.
Ever in our life.
Oh, it was the first time, like, ever.
But you'll hear it for the first time. Are we ready?
Yep.
Social distance secret handshake.
Turn around.
Ah.
Why doesn't he also do that Don't part? Know. Okay.
Here we go.
Yeah. Oh.
I see you there, trying to sleep. But let me tell you, I'll be in your dreams.
I was in a lab late one night when my eyes beheld this eerie sight. For the monster from the slab, it began to rise. And suddenly, to my surprise, he did the mash.
I did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
Caught in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From the laboratory in the castle of East to the master bedroom, the vampire's feast. The ghouls all came from the humble abodes. I get jolt from those electric calls.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
Yes, it was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
Oh, it was a monster mash.
They did the mash.
Yes, it was a graveyard smash. Zombies are fleeing, and here we go again. The party's just begun. The guests included the man, the wolf man. Dracula
and his son. They did the mash. The scene was rocking.
They did the monster mash.
Igor on the chains, backed by baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with a vocal group, the Crypt Cribber Five.
I did the mash.
Yeah, they played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
The monster mash.
It caught in a flash.
The monster mash.
Oh, they played the monster mash.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. We are Duvet. And we just performed a monster mash.
What?
We just performed a monster mash.
Yes.
Duvet, can I just say, Duvet, we killed that. Well done, Ross.
Thank you very much. Yeah, that was probably our best performance.
Michelle, your thoughts on that performance, Michelle?
Oh my God, it was like that song was made for both of you guys.
I agree. Some great messages coming in. Someone said I sound like Captain Hook. I'll take it. That's what I wanted.
The phones are just nonstop. Let's go to our next caller.
We've got no more. There's no more calls. No one was called, Rossi. I sport myself. I got myself the pilot script of Seinfeld, signed by Jerry Seinfeld,
so
Louis
cool.
Dreyfus, Larry David, and the entire cast. George Alexander has signed it as well. I'm pretty chuffed.
I was just thinking in my head, Dan. When you go to the toilet next, quickly photocopy it, put it on there, and then pretend to spill coffee on it.
You're not touching it. No one go near this script. I bought it from eBay, and it's mine.
You better cover it up.
I'm obsessed with Seinfeld. What show would you want to have the entire cast sign the pilot of? That's what we're asking you right now. Karen, what is the show? What is your show?
Friends.
Friends.
Of course.
Yeah. Of course.
Get everyone to sign it.
Especially because it's the only thing that got us through,
Yeah, you're right.
Friends got us through COVID. I agree. Ruba, what pilot show would you want signed by the entire cast?
Firefly by Joss Whedon.
Oh, Firefly.
I don't know Firefly.
I haven't seen it, but I know what you're talking about.
Is it that good? Is it, Ruba?
It is. It only had one season,
but it had the most amazing cult following ever.
Wow.
Nice.
Why didn't they do another season?
Fox.
just didn't work. Didn't work. Michelle says NCIS. I love it. I want the entire cast.
That's a good one.
Really? NCIS?
It's one of those shows. It's like one of those cult following shows.
Sarah, what would you want your signage of? What would you want autographed?
Definitely Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, yes. Oh,
is that McDreamy?
McDreamy, McSteamy.
Yeah. Yeah. Meredith Grey. It was an awesome show. And how many seasons have they gone on for now? So it's an awesome series.
Well, about 55 seasons.
Listen, if anyone is actually wanting to get memorabilia, now is a really good time to get it because prices have dropped dramatically because of COVID. Like, I honestly was like, I think 60% cheaper than I would have paid
That's
for
good.
It.
That's good.
Eddie, what's your favorite show, Eddie?
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
You get Will Smith. Yeah, get your favorite Halloween song and hang out with us on Saturday night as we get into it. I want to talk about it now. Let's talk about Halloween. Obviously, you know, a lot of trick-or-treating would usually happen on Halloween, as it does around the world. Growing up in Australia, we didn't do trick-or-treating. I think now it's become more, but we never really celebrated Halloween as a child. But I think now with social media upon us and that, it's more accepted in different parts of the world.
Yeah, that's so true. When I first moved here, Halloween was nothing. Not a thing.
Was that depressing for you?
Yeah, because I remember one of the first years I got everyone dressed up. A few friends that I made, like, dressed up. We went out and no one was dressed up.
You're the only ones dressed up?
And they just looked at me and went, with this you person. Are insane.
Well, I think it's good that we're all sort of getting, it's something great for the kids as well. In the UK, would you go trick-or-treating?
Of course.
Really?
Yeah, it's massive. Halloween, yeah.
Even when you were a child back in the 60s?
Yeah, even then. Because we have Halloween on the 31st of October, and then we have, shortly after it, Bonfire Night or
What's
Guy
that?
Fawkes Night. It's where we set off fireworks and stuff like that.
We used to have Firework Night. They banned it because too many injuries.
Yeah.
Well, you still have it?
Yeah, it's a big thing. Like, we throw things on bonfires and stuff.
What's it called? Bomb Fawkes?
Bonfire Night or Guy Fawkes Night.
Who's Guy Fawkes?
Guy Fawkes was a man who went into the Houses of Parliament and blew it up.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so we celebrate that.
Back to Halloween.
Hold on.
Back to Halloween.
This guy, like, was he a bad guy?
I actually don't know why he did it. Why did he blow up the...
Can we just please turn the conversation back to Halloween, Chris? I don't know where this is going.
I
want to
know why the whole...
It was a failed gunpowder plot in 1605.
So why do you celebrate it? Because it didn't happen.
You guys are celebrating things from 1605. Find some new things to celebrate.
Like what?
Like Brexit.
Social media day.
Brexit.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So we're gonna talk about this. Ways that we can celebrate Halloween here in the UAE. Give me some suggestions here, Pretty. What can we do?
Okay.
What are companies doing locally?
Okay, so let's start. If you're not choosing to stay home, this is pretty cool. Deliveroo and Marks and Spencers have teamed up to do a trick-or-treat delivery.
Great.
So they have two different sizes of, like, treat bags.
Okay.
They start at 60 dirhams, and you can order it, so it's like the trick-or-treat is coming to your door, which might be nice for the kids.
Okay, that's nice.
That's cute. So you can get the kids dressed up at home. And then the trick-or-treat comes home, so that's
like
nice.
Okay.
Green Planet. I know you love Green Planet.
Love myself some Green Planet.
So you can snorkel with the piranhas now. They've started this new experience for Halloween.
Gosh.
And they've got the whole place decked out in Halloween, like, decorations and gear and stuff like that.
Why would you want to do that?
You know what? They offered me this. They said, do you want to go snorkeling? We know that you're into scuba diving. Do you want to go scuba diving with the piranhas?
You're obviously a safe distance away from them.
No. No.
It says you're a 1.5 meter distance away from them. I don't know what that means.
Well, that's not within the social guidelines.
Yeah, hold on. You and I are about 3 meters apart from each other.
Oh, okay. So it's not that far away.
Because what they told me is that piranhas don't attack unless there's gangly flesh meat, like rotting meat, dead. Piranhas will only eat things that are dead.
Okay.
So they won't come near us because we're alive. Rossi, on the other hand, be careful if you ever jump in there.
Okay.
I don't want to know.
Great joke.
And you can also go to Motion Gate. You know, they do this as well every single year. They have, like, a thrill every single year. They've got the whole park decked out. They have spooky experiences at Motion Gate. But if you're staying at home, there are different things you can do at home as well.
Okay, so I want to know what your thoughts are. What are you doing? Are you doing anything for Halloween? Have you had to remix it a little bit, make things differently, shifting? I don't know. Like, what are you doing for Halloween? Let's open up the phone lines. Let's do a bit of a team huddle here and find out some things, how we can celebrate Halloween. Halloween, be it at home, be it at a, I don't know, at a bar or whatever it is that you're doing. 0487155544. Call us. Let's open up these phone lines. 0487155544. Plans for Halloween during COVID. Sasha, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing all right. So how are you doing it? What are we doing? Have you, first of all, are you a family celebrating?
Yes, so we are a family of four. I have two boys, and I really wanted to encourage people to stay home. That's why I decided to call in.
Good on you.
So my idea is to decorate like every room in the house or every door, and then have an activity that they have to do, like a ring toss or throw the ball in a pumpkin or carve out some eyeballs from some slime. And once you do that activity, you get a candy or a treat.
That's cool.
That's a great idea. That's what we used to do in our neighbor's house.
Yeah. And then living room, like in the main, we're going to do like party games, but make it Halloween inspired. Like,
cool. You know what? You know what's a really
Donald
good one?
Rossi really wants us to say his thing. Hold on.
Go. Let her finish.
Go, Ross, talk. Sorry, one sec.
A really good one is blindfold your kids, right?
Yeah.
And then get their finger and get like a big tomato.
Tell them to pull it.
Put your finger in the bull's eyeball or the eyeball of an animal. If it makes it feels like...
One. You I like that.
Stop the entire conversation.
I remember that one. I remember it. It was like so
that's
good.
Amazing. So you put your finger in the tomato and they think it's like an eyeball of the edible.
Yeah, put your finger in the eyeball.
Oh, dude, that one, Sasha. That's great. How old are the kids?
That one. I like that better than the slime, actually. Mm. I want to make it kind of creepy. So.
How old are your kids, Sasha?
They're 4 and 7.
Nice stuff. So we'll love it. Yeah, listen, I'm all for it. No one coming to my door knocking. I want people to obviously not knock on each other's door. I don't think we should be doing that for Halloween.
For sure, yeah.
So obviously with social distancing and everything and just passing candy from one person to another, you just don't know. So be wary of it. Now, Nancy, what are you guys doing? You live in a compound, do you?
Yes, we do. So because the kids are they're already hanging out together, right? It's a very small compound. We're only 8 units.
Okay.
We're basically going to prepare candy in small packages that are already nicely, like, shut and prepared. And then they're going to just go around trick-or-treating around our house, our, like, 8 houses, essentially. And then we're going to set up a super cozy little movie area outdoors, where the kids will be social distanced, and at the same time, they'll get to watch Transylvania with some popcorn outdoors.
That's cute.
I'm stealing that idea right now.
We're all coming over. Tell us the compound.
Well, no, then it's not going to be safe anymore.
No, I know, I know.
Yeah, that's cute.
That's really cute. I like that. If you live in a small little compound, you can sort of have that social distance little gathering there.
Sanitize little packets of candy. Yeah. That's good.
Listen,
like that.
I mean, you've got to get creative. For some of us, Halloween means absolutely nothing, and you won't even celebrate it. For others, it's just a plan to get dressed up and go out to a restaurant or a bar or something like that. We're going to be Kiki's birthday basically falls on Halloween, so we're going to celebrate Kiki's birthday. We're just going to go to a little restaurant. A few of us are going to dress up and sort of go through Pretty You'll Be Coming, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
I did not invite you, Rossi.
Didn't invite Eddie either. Eddie, it's okay, mate.
Because you're not going to come.
Eddie, it's all right.
And just so I know, we could only invite 8 people because of social distancing at a table, for example.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Bet you invited Brent, didn't you?
Yeah, Brent's coming.
Oh, cool. You haven't seen him for months.
Yep.
I see you every day. It's all right.
Okay.
When is it?
It's Saturday.
Oh, I can't do it.
Why?
Should have told me months ago. I've already got it planned.
Where are you going?
Where are you going on Saturday? Because come to the party. I'll invite you now.
Staying in.
What do you mean?
In our house, having a little thing with the two kids.
Okay. You can bring the kids. Get them dressed up.
We've bought all the stuff. I got some cookies and everything. Sorry.
Okay, mate.
Got to let me know in advance, mate.
I invited you, though. Just know that.
Yep. Too late.
Cool. Any other suggestions here, Pretty, that we can do whilst COVID and Halloween?
I loved Sasha's thing. You can add to that a candy hide and seek. So in your own home, like with the kids, like you do kind of like an Easter egg hunt, you can do that. Yeah. Virtual Halloween parties. Carving pumpkins is a great time killer, and making Halloween themed treats. So
that's
like making cookies together, but decorating it together, you know?
So what do you do with the pumpkins then? You like cut holes in them and stuff? Or what do you do?
Why are you being annoying?
What are you talking about?
Well, carving pumpkins, like everyone does that.
Yeah.
Come on.
it's officially back. And I love that it's back. You know, it was one of the things in my life where I thought, oh, with COVID, is it going to be able to happen?
Yeah.
And I'm so proud that we're still pushing forward with it and they're doing it the right way. I was on Kite Beach just yesterday and I saw what they were building. It looks remarkable. We're talking about the Dubai Fitness Challenge.
It's back.
Officially back October 30th till November 28th. It's the best part of the year. And let me tell you right now, we've got the CEO of Dubai Tourism, Issam Kazem. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Issam, how you doing?
Doing really well, alhamdulillah. Doing really, really well. I hope you guys are as well.
Well, you know what? We are. We're fabulous. Now, listen, as I said, I was just walking past Kite Beach and I saw it all getting set up. There was like a basketball court. There were bikes. There was so much going on.
Oh, wow.
We're so, so excited about this. What's happening, Dubai Fitness Challenge? Obviously, some changes have had to take place, but this is fantastic for 2020.
Yes, of course. I think, look, we were just as excited as everyone else. We wanted to make sure that we continue on this initiative that His Highness has launched to make Dubai a fit and active city that, you know, the world looks towards. And I think, again, it's been growing year on year. It was launched in 2017. Last year, we crossed 1 million participants, which was a huge number for us. And we want to make sure that we continue with the same momentum as well. This year, however, being the pandemic and COVID and everything, we've created a hybrid program, mm-hmm. both physical and virtual events and activities. And we encourage everyone to register at DubaiFitnessChallenge.com because a lot of the sessions, a lot of the programs, including the run that's taking place on the 27th of November, because of the limitations of number, because we want to maintain the safety of distance, people need to register.
Okay.
Yeah, which makes sense. Obviously, we can't have everybody just rock up at the same spot at the same time. So register. There are different activities happening across the city as well. DubaiFitnessChallenge.com has all the information.
I am so excited. You just quickly mentioned that big run on November 27th. Can you tell us more about it? Because this sounds so exciting.
Yes, of course. See, it starts on Friday because we want to make sure that as many people as there are avid runners and stuff can participate, right? Mm. And again, it's making Dubai the city a running track. So registration is essential. There is a DubaiRun.com to register for the run specifically. But again, all that information is available on DubaiFitnessChallenge.com. The participants can choose their location, the distance, and their running partners as well. It's a 6x28-day training program across 2, 5, and 10 kilometer distances.
Wow!
And it's really trying to do something that's a bit different. Again, given the circumstances that we find ourselves in.
I love that. You know, one of the questions that I get, especially people that listen to this show and follow me on the gram, it's like, it's the Dubai Fitness Challenge. Can we also participate if we live in Sharjah or Ajman or Abu Dhabi? Do you only have to be in Dubai to participate?
No, definitely not. This is something that started off as a Dubai initiative, but it quickly spiraled into something that's becoming more and more global. You see people around the world wanting to participate. So the registration is easy. And the thing is, look, there are some physical aspects to the event itself. So we've got 3 dedicated 30-day fitness villages this year at Kite Beach, at Dubai Festival City Mall, at the Quranic Park in Al Khawanij. We have 10 fitness hubs. We have 10 sports events across the city. We've got the Dubai Run and City's the Gym with 30 unique locations and workouts across the city where you have a QR code. You can just quickly use your phone and access programs. You've got 8 fitness app partnerships this year that you can, again, get free sessions on. Over 4,000 classes across the city. You even have new workout videos for kids, as well as, of course, offers and deals across the city during this period of time that's relevant to fitness and training as well.
It's CEO of Dubai Tourism on with us right now, talking about the Dubai Fitness Challenge officially kicking off October 30th to November 28th. Hey, guys, all those details, there's a lot of information, but you need to know it all because it's fabulous. Go to DubaiFitnessChallenge.com. Issam, always a pleasure to have you on the show, mate. And just want to say from all of us here at ARN and Virgin Radio, well done on what you guys have done at Dubai Tourism. I know it hasn't been an easy time. It is beautiful weather right now. The city is gorgeous. I went for that run on Kite Beach and just
beautiful.
Looked at the Burj Al Arab, looked at the Burj Khalifa, saw people wearing their masks, social distancing, and, you know, tourists flying in. You guys have just done a great job at really promoting what this city is all about. So congratulations, and we look forward to the Dubai Fitness Challenge.
Thank you so much, guys. As usual, your support is key for this. You've always been partners with us, and you really helped get this out there to get people fit and healthy. So thank you so much for your support.
Virgin Radio 104.4, The Chris Fade Show. That is it for us for your Wednesday.
Yay! Wednesday.
Wednesday being a Thursday. Long weekend ahead of us. Guys, just have fun. Look after yourselves. Enjoy it. Try not to stress too much. We're all in this pandemic together. All right, Halloween is on. If you've got kids, celebrate it. Do something small. Just make sure you're taking all those precautions, all right? We'll be on throughout the weekend. Have us on here at Virgin Radio. We've got Halloween songs. We're going to be celebrating. And if you need any up-to-date information, it all lives right here at Virgin Radio. Have a good day. Have a great weekend, guys. We'll see you.
Yeah.
Myself, Chris Faye, Pretty Malik, Big Rossi, Phone Guy Eddie, and Nala. Wear your seatbelts, wear your masks, and happy Halloween. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Faye Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.